four straight wins. AJ, I feel like a while back you said you wanted to come on for Tarek Skubal starts before or after. It's always good when Skubal's on the bump. Good morning.
Yeah, no, happy to come on with Tarek Skubal starts. That's a good day. Hopefully it works out the way we want.
I know you can never, pencil one in, or maybe pencil it in, but you can't put it in ink. How confident are you, and how excited are you every time that Skubal does take the mound?
Yeah. Well, I think very confident, but obviously very much understanding 5 days ago we lost the next inning game started by Skubal. So this league, you can't get too ahead of yourself, but it's nice to put yourself in that position. And I do like the vibe of our team. Like our entire team is showing up today. We all know Tarek's pitching. We all know that we have a chance to sweep. We all know it's important baseball in September. And so that vibe in the day of the game is obviously kind of a little bit extra special.
Yeah, we're definitely buzzing with this baseball team right now. As you look at the standings, I mean, only three games back of a playoff spot. As it gets closer and closer, as the margin, shrinks here, I'm sure you're trying to find ways to give yourself the best chance to win. Was there any consideration to getting Skubal back on typical rest, that every fifth day, to maybe get him in against a Baltimore or squeeze out an extra start?
No. I mean, I think right now we're staying with our plan because our pitching has been incredible. And part of that, I think, is the strategy to give guys the appropriate rest and their routines. And we know exactly how we're trying to do it. We have an extra pitcher in September with the rosters expanding. And obviously, we'll see how start by start goes. I think when I start thinking that way, like, obviously we have, plans and things that we're looking ahead as coaches, but I really try to keep that away from the players because all that matters is today, which is the things you've heard from me year time after time and coming on the show is like, just worry about the Rockies. Don't worry about extra rest. Don't worry about starts down the road or the last homestand or what potential is, because the one thing we can control is today. And I kind of apologize to your listeners, because I know it's boring, but it's how a young team has to develop at this level with these important games. So we'll handle Tarek accordingly. And, opponent is not something that we're going to necessarily, change for, but I think kind of making sure he's at his best the days that he pitches is important.
And the group effort days, when you sell at the deadline and you lose a pitcher like Jack Flaherty, and now you're forced with, before Casey Mize came back, 3 days of trying to figure out who's going to start, who's going to be in the middle, who's going to finish the game. Maybe it is simply the rest, but how do you explain the success that you guys have had of putting in a lot of guys that nobody even has really heard or knows much about?
Yeah, so I think we're coming at it from a couple different ways. I mean, one, just because you guys don't know doesn't mean our players don't know or we don't know, right? So we have a plan every day. Like, we're not just randomizing. I mean, we prepare the guys to pitch the days they're going to pitch, and obviously we try to put them in a position to be successful, and they've got to use their pitches. I think just clearing their mind of not having to worry about anything but the competition has been good. The execution has been good. We haven't overexposed any of the guys that are breaking into the league. If anything, I'm becoming more of a believer in how to break in young pitching. And it might be random. Some guys are going to need openers. Some guys aren't. Some guys are, handle the third time through. Some guys don't, but I've watched Cater Montero as an example start all but one of his games and just slowly get better at getting the third time through. I've also watched, Herter really be good out of this bulk role. Ty Madden be able to adjust his routine to be able to bring his best stuff. In Oakland, he was tremendous. So I think part of the reason is just the preparation of getting guys ready and the players responding and doing what they can. Like, a lot of these young guys, like, this is the optimal time to try things with these guys because they're willing to do anything. Like, they're young, they are eager, they are happy to be here, and they're doing their part playing, winning baseball for a while now. This is not like a four-game win streak. This is a couple months of guys posting pretty good, consistent efforts, time after time. And so, again, it's not always perfect. We're not always going to necessarily enjoy, this type of success, but I like where we're at right now, and I like the fact that our guys are willing to do anything.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch, and you've already talked about mindset a little bit and the psychology of it. And I get what you were saying about apologizing to the listeners, because we get a sense of urgency in this situation. But could you maybe explain how important it is to not put pressure on this team? It's almost like you guys are playing loose, despite the fact that we're all going, come on, what if Job was here? What if Scuba was throwing on typical? What if you did this? What if you... The mindset of you trying to manage the personalities in that clubhouse.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely let you guys be the anxious ones. I mean, we have to stay in the moment here. And I think, you know, I think part of it is the regimen of the day. Like, we play every day. Like, we don't have, you know, in the NFL, I know the Lions just started. Like, we don't have 6 days to talk about the last game or the next game. Like, we have, like, I mean, we just finished at 11 o'clock last night. So we're playing again today. So I think the reset button is really important. And I think if you really, like, kind of intellectually think about just pressure and what it does every day. If you, it's one thing to just face the guy, you know, on the mound throwing 98 miles an hour, or if you're Ty Madden and you're looking down at some pretty impressive hitters across the league, that's enough pressure. If all of a sudden you've got, you know, more burdens on you day to day, it's not going to help you be better. Like, everybody knows the sense of urgency is there. I said this the other day. We're well aware of what the stakes are, how important these games are, the smaller margin for error, given where we're at with a limited number of games. Like, we're not naive to it. We just choose to, like put that, compartmentalize that over here, focus on what we can handle, and our players are doing a really good job of buying into worrying about what we can control, where we're at, and what we're doing. And, you know, that's the only way I know how to get young players to break. I've seen it before in my other stops that you don't need more pressure. You need less pressure. You don't need heavier breathing. You need calmer breathing. You don't need, you know, more issues than Juan Soto across the way. At the Little League Classic, we're facing Soto and Judge, and that was a really big breakthrough for us, being able to win a series against the Yankees. If you're carrying more weight than you need, it's not a recipe for success.
Just one more thing about the pitching staff, and I don't know if you have or how much say you would have in this. We did see Jackson Job was bumped up to AAA. Is the door open? We might see him for one or two starts this year, or is that door closed?
I don't think it's open. I don't know that it's closed. I don't think that's even been something we're talking about. I mean, he's a young kid who's establishing himself,
yeah,
trying to establish those routines we're talking about. So I don't see him factoring in. That's never even been really broached. I know you guys keep asking me about Jackson, but we need him to be in the strike zone and continue the steps forward. But no, I think this is just the next step of his development, not necessarily a plan to surprise you.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point where these are exciting conversations we haven't had the opportunity to have late in the season in September. Just looking for extra ways to improve the team. Reese Olson, any update on his potential return?
Yeah, Reese is going to throw a bullpen today. And hopefully, if all goes well, we can make a decision in the next 24 hours on what his next step is. The big question for him is endurance and the readiness to face, you know, whether it's Baltimore or Kansas City. I mean, those are two really good teams in a limited capacity. He's not built up all the way to be a starter. And so we don't have the 80, 90, 100 pitches to choose from, but we may choose to use those three or four innings where he's at in his progression at either level. If we're going to build it in AAA, then we obviously push it back 5 days. If we're going to bring him back, then it's more in a limited capacity. That's the decision point. His bullpen and how he feels is always going to govern a lot of that. I do like where he was at. I know he had to pitch a 12 o'clock game the other day, which is not always fun for on rehab, but he's taking steps. It's just, where do you use those pitches? Do you use them here, or do you continue to build them in AAA?
How important has been, I mean, the obvious is anytime somebody comes up and plays good, it helps. But in terms of, for you, we asked you this question earlier in the season because there never seemed to be a consistent lineup. Who's one, who's four, who's three? Now that Parker Meadows has come up and been much better coming up from AAA, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter being back, how much easier has it been for you to put it together a lineup on a game-in, game-out basis?
So game by game, it's always going to be trying to attack the opponent. It's not trying to be overly creative, or it's not trying to, trying to be cute with the lineup. I know I get questions a lot about having the regimen everyday lineup. And I understand like people's ease with that. Like they like the view of that, or it makes them feel better. I think we're trying to just beat the opponent and what they have aligned in their pen. As an example, the Rockies have one left-handed pitcher in their bullpen. He threw an inning plus last night. We don't have the same plan against this bullpen that we're going to against Baltimore, who have four left-handed relievers and can try to break up the Riley Green, Parker Meadows, Gary Carpenter combo, which is why you see Matt Vierling in the middle. So not every play call is the same in football. Not every lineup should be the same in baseball. And so it's been fun to write the same names and try to figure out where the decision points are going to be during the game. Like today, you're going to see Kerry Carpenter hit second and Riley Green hit third. Sometimes Riley Green hits second and Kerry Carpenter hits fourth. Matt Vierling's not playing today. So there's a lot that goes into building the lineup and the decision points that happen during the game. And today we want to load the lineup against lefties, against Feltner. He's a sinker ball guy who tends to get righties out better than lefties, and tomorrow may be different.
AJ, wanted to get your thoughts on Trey Sweeney. He was, obviously part of that Flaherty deal, and people focused on the prospect that's lower in the system, but Sweeney's come up and he's hit really well lately. We look at this season and say, how many of these guys are anchor pieces? Just how do you view him? Obviously, you got to round out this season, but do you view him as a guy who can be a long-term starter at the shortstop position?
Yeah, Trey's a good player, and you're right. He did a lot of attention went to Lorenzo, and rightfully so. He's a terrific prospect. I don't think he got nearly as much love as he should. He crushes in West Michigan. He should take the next step in the fall league and to the mid minors next year and see where that takes him. Sweeney was not just a throw in. He was a target guy. We like the defense, the left-handed bat, the calmness, the power, all of that's shown up. So like we traded for him. We had a pretty good idea that he was going to debut at some point, and I think he's been as good or better than advertised, just given the consistency and how he goes about it. There's areas for him to grow, control in the strike zone, and obviously getting to the backside a little bit better. He's actually got a nice swing to the opposite field, but the bat-to-ball skill is pretty good, the hand strength pretty good, the consistency at shortstop, like those are all ingredients that you like out of your players. So he's developing into a nice big leaguer. I do think he's certainly part of what we're doing moving forward, and he's showing a pretty good calmness at playing new organization, new level, important games in September, and he's responding favorably. So a lot to like with Trey.
I've always loved the personal side of how you treat each individual player and how you talk to them, and you've shared some of those conversations with us. What's the emotion like for you now that you've seen a Parker Meadows struggle, come back up, and be successful? Spencer Torkelson, same thing. Kerry Carpenter with the injury. And now a young team with so many young players that have struggled at times throughout the season to have this success right now. Whether it's a playoff run or not, how can you describe those feelings that you're having for this team?
No, I'm very proud of this team and of the players individually. They're all going through something a little bit different, whether it's guys coming back from injury or Parker coming back from the minors, Torque, coming back and just being one of nine hitters, Riley Green dealing with a ton of attention, Tarrant getting national attention because he's earned it, and hopefully we'll get some hardware out of it. There's a lot of really good things going, and I know I've talked on this show before how I feel like the progress was going better than even some people talked about. And so when you see it, happening and you see guys playing with ease and being under control of their at-bats and believing that we can win today's game, like a lot of it's coming together collectively. And that's pretty awesome for the work that's being done. I think specifically to Parker is a good example. I try to drop names on this show all the time because it's a lot of people that are involved in development of players. And so it is Ryan Garko setting a standard in the minor leagues, and we send Parker down, and Mike Hessman has the day-to-day responsibilities with them, and Michael Bedard here, in interacting with the AAA staff, and George Lombard, who's turning a great outfielder into an even greater outfielder. Like there's just there people are these touch points are really important. And so when you see growth in the big league, it doesn't happen by accident. And I'm proud of the organization for, you know, individual stories like Parker or collectively believing in young talent that's learning how to win at this level and seeing some good results and trending in the right direction to make things interesting in these final couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's been eye-opening. It's been exciting. When we check in with you in another 2 weeks, you guys will be in the final couple days of the regular season. Hope we got some really fun things to talk about then. AJ, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, AJ Hinch, Tiger Manager. It's 97.1.